The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Aging, ready or not. Our topic for today is aging. Much of Scripture is devoted to the concept of aging. It describes activities that will shorten our lives, as well as things to do that will lengthen our days. For those of you who feel that growing older is a long way off, you would be wise to listen to these words from the God who created you and is the only one who knows how long you will be aging. In Hebrews chapter 9, we're reminded that we will die, just as if it were an appointment. Or, as I've heard it said, nobody gets out of this life alive. Psalm 90. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In the first chapter of James, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. As I look back, it is as if growing up to 10 years of age took forever. Then, from 11 through the teen years, seemed as if it went screaming by. From the time I was 20 to 30 years old, well, that was just all a blur. Then came 30 to 50, and suddenly, without warning, I was half a century old. At that halfway point, I figured that I had enough knowledge and wisdom to invest my time wisely. And I think I did. But looking back, I honestly don't remember where the time went. Then came the time when I got the notice that I qualified for Social Security. Wow, the big perk was that I could also enjoy the senior discounts. And without revealing my current age, I can just say that I've been enjoying those discounts for a long time now. These days, I do cherish every day, every heartbeat. I thank God for the precious memories and do my best to enjoy life as God blesses. I've heard some of my elderly friends use the commentary that we are too soon old, too late smart. Some of you listening today are young enough that you don't really have a perspective of aging other than what you see of your parents or the elderly. Well, if aging is ahead of you, then as you get older, here's a word to the wise. Watch for opportunities for growth and learn from your experiences and from the experiences of others. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. James 1:19. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Focusing on the past can be rather unhealthy. It's kind of like focusing on what you see in the rearview mirror can be dangerous while you're speeding down the road at 70 miles per hour. There's wisdom in the comment from some folks that, well, if I had known I would live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Friend, there's still time to change. Make adjustments to your lifestyle. Many believe that one factor that may contribute to a longer lifespan is less stress. Pursue peace. Listen to Psalm 34. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Well, then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. As for some other things that can lengthen our days, for a long life, honor your parents. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. The oldest man we know of is Methuselah. We have a description of how he aged in Genesis chapter 5. When Methuselah was 187 years old, he became the father of Lamech. After the birth of Lamech, Methuselah lived another 782 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Methuselah lived 969 years, and then he died. Lifespans have changed a lot since then. Listen to Psalm 90. We live for 70 years, or 80 years if we're healthy, Yet even in the prime years, there are troubles and sorrow. They pass by quickly. Friend, we are saved by grace. Our lifestyle should be characterized by His grace. My heart's desire and prayer for you and me is that we age gracefully.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.